Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish. Happening. It's been a while since we spent some time together, actually since the Grammys. What did you guys think of the show anyways? A lot of wins, lots of upsets, lots of happiness all the way around. Overall, it was a pretty good show. At any rate, I'm glad to be back here with you. I'm back and ready to roll out a new year for all you listeners. Got some amazing talent, some new guests, and sort of the hottest indie music around the globe of all genres. And a lot of them right here. From the Mile High, so stay tuned for that. And while we're on the air, I do have to announce that the queue up will be moving to Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. So make sure you mark that down on your calendar. So here to kick off an awesome show for you today, I've got local artist and MC Sly the Deuce is here. And yeah, this is the local MC Sly the Deuce. Yes, give it up for him. And he's here. He's going to be sharing his story, his inspiration behind the music, and his positive message. So, guys, stay tuned. The phone lines will be open at 917-889-7006. So if you want to call, send a shout-out, talk to him, whatnot, make sure you hop on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on The Queue Up with Sly the Deuce.
Hello. So right here is like, you know, when you just, it's like kind of, feel me? No. I let the beat talk to me.
Here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
The real question that needs to be asked, as well as answered, is what is it that we can do that is unique, that is impactful?
When Bray was 11 months old, he was fitted for his first pair of prostheses.
We are going to empower every individual and every organization to do more and achieve more.
We'd use Microsoft technology to analyze Braylon's gait mechanics.
It's this process of continuous renewal, of showing courage in the face of reality.
I think the technology has changed Braylon's life by opening up the world for him.
Showing that courage in the face of opportunity.
Welcome back to The Queue Up. This is Dax Dish, your host. Thanks for joining me tonight. We've got Sly the Deuce on the line here. Mr. Deuce. Hello, my man. Talk to the people.
Awesome. This is Tank out here in Colorado calling in for Sly the Deuce.
What's going on,
yeah,
Tank?
We already got people in the line.
Sly, yeah, I grabbed the wrong line. Sly the Deuce. Sly the Deuce, y'all.
Good,
give it
bro.
Up. Give it up for Sly the Deuce. Yes.
What is the real boss, man?
So, Sly, we got Tank on the line. He want to holler at you.
Yep. What up, Tank? Sly with Sly the Deasy, man. What's up? What's good?
Yep. Killing it, J-Rock. Feeling it.
I got a question for you, boss man. Can you answer a question for me on the radio?
Yeah, why not?
What's Team O? I keep hearing you talk about Team O. Can you explain that to us?
I'm glad you asked. That's a poignant question. Team Outlandish is, well, first of all, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a team, and we do outlandish things. And that's the short answer. To give you a little bit more depth, like Dax related to a little bit earlier in the write-up, if you all were able to see that wonderful write-up that he had for the show, we try to make music that's a little bit different. It's a little bit against the grain. One of the things that I announced this year was I'm going to donate 50% of my music revenue to local charities. I want to give back, you know what I mean? And I'm not even famous, so I mean 50% of my revenue is not going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not like I'm making some giant endowment. But if I have anything to give, I'm going to give some of it. And when people hear that kind of stuff, when people hear that that's what I'm going for, that's my mission, they say, man, that's weird, that's strange, that's outlandish. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to own that. That's going to be me. That's going to be what I represent. I do represent outlandishness. I represent going against the grain, even when it's not the popular choice. And there were several like-minded individuals in my life that support me and help me through situations like that, and they just help me through everyday life, you know what I mean? So those are my actual teammates, and they have a very special place in my heart, and so all together, you know, we are Team Outlandish. And so I definitely thank you for asking, man. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's very close to my heart, and I love talking about it.
That's cool, man, and that also is going to, yeah, and that's also going to push you forward as an artist as well, you know. So that's great that you're doing things like that, man. That's, you know, much props to you, Sly, for doing that. So, any what charities do you have in mind? And any in particular?
I know in particular there is a charity by the name of Latimer House that operates in the city of Grand Junction, where I attended college, and that helps battered women and abused children and things like that, because I really just have a mind for that. I've got a good friend, Tank, as well, who's actually on the line right now. He's a veteran, one of our amazing veterans. He's an Army Ranger, and so another one that's very close to my heart is the Wounded Warrior Project. And I also would like to say my brother's in the Navy as well, so a different branch of the military, but people that really do give back in outlandish ways, they're very close to my heart, and so those are the type of people that I want to be able to support, you know. And that's what I mean about it being outlandish. It's not like I'm saying I'm going to donate this money right back to people who are already coming to my shows. You know, I'm talking about people who have absolutely no idea who Sly Deuce is, and they're not going to. They don't have CD players or anything like that, but I still have them on my heart, so I still want to give into their lives.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. That's awesome. Tank, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Tank, for calling in, and thank you, man, for serving our country. We appreciate you, man, most definitely.
Yep.
All right, get on off the line. All right, later. All right, Sly the Deuce on the line. Well, thanks for calling in, man. It's great to hear from you. And, you know, as we were talking just about music in general, the hip-hop scene, you know, not much going on, man. And when I was tapping into your music, I really enjoyed the message you were putting out there, and a lot of positivity, just a lot of optimistic overview. So would you say that positivity in your music, is that a pure representation of you? Is this a pure representation of you, or are you just writing about it?
Yeah, man, I'm really actually pessimistic. I cut myself daily. I just write that shit because it sells, man.
Right?
Nah, man. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would say that it is an honest representation. And I will say this. I've been talking with some people close to me, and I would honestly say that it's gotten to the point where I would say it's gotten a little bit skewed. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I was having this conversation with someone, you know, with my team, and I was saying that the music has gotten such a positive tone. I mean, it is positive, but what it really started out was I want to be sort of like on the most positive side of negativity and on the most like negative side of positivity, if that makes sense. So I want to show that, like,
sure,
having a positive outlook does not necessarily mean that every day is a good day. That's called schizophrenia. You know, like, that's something completely different where you just don't know that, you know, you don't have emotions or feelings like the rest of us. So I'm saying that, and so that's what, like, my movement Stay Motivated is about. You'll notice that I don't say get motivated or get pumped or anything like that. My motto Stay Motivated implies that you're already a motivated individual. You know, I'm not coming to you like you need me to point out the way to you. I'm not coming into hip-hop like, yo, I'm the realest nigga living, and if you're not listening to me, your life is all bad, G. You know what I mean? I'm coming in
right.
Like, yo, you probably already got stuff going on. You probably already have a playlist. You probably already have a favorite rapper. You probably already have, you know, the type of girl you like. I'm not here to influence you in any way that's going to change what you've already got going on. I'm just here to tell you, hey, man, I see you. Stay motivated. Keep doing the thing that you do. You know, there's going to be some bad days. And I have some songs where it's just about the bad days. You know what I mean? But it's like I said, the positive side of negativity. Even if things go wrong, even if there are bad days, even when shit hits the fan, bro, you got a fan. Some people don't have a fan. They just got shit. You know?
Absolutely. And that's a great message.
That's
a great message, Slide. Yeah, that's a great message that you're putting out. So let's talk about when Sly first picked up a pen and started writing. When was the first time you knew? How old were you?
Okay, well, you did ask two questions. I mean, when did I first pick up the pen and when did I know? There's a difference.
Go ahead.
I was saying that I actually first picked up the pen when I was about 14. I was 14, duh. Anyway, there was a Martin Luther King Day performance that we were eligible to do at Metro. And, you know, I'm in the eighth grade, so, like, performing out of college was, like, the grown man's equivalent of, like, you know, the Madison Square Garden. I was like, oh, my God, we get to perform at Metro. The mayor was going to be there, city officials. You know, it was a whole thing for Martin Luther King Day. And me and my friend in class, we would always be, you know, kind of freestyling and stuff like that. And the teacher challenged us, you know, like, why are y'all over here just, like, kind of messing around? Why don't you actually write something? And so my first verse ever was in memorial to Martin Luther King. So that was kind of the way I entered into the game was you got to say something. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a choice. You can't really bullshit and kind of just swagger jack while you're talking to the mayor of Denver about, you know, paying homage to Martin Luther King. And so that was
right.
How I first got into writing. But when I knew, we had to flash forward until I was about 17, and I was actually homeschooled at this point because I lived in not the safest neighborhood of town, you know what I'm saying? Couple of guys I was up to no good. Started making trouble in the neighborhood. I grew up in one of those kind of hoods. So I was homeschooled at the time, but I played football for my local school. You know, with the homeschool thing, you can register up at your local school so you can still be involved in events like prom
yeah.
and sports and stuff like that so you don't become a weirdo. But anyway, we had what's called an icebreaker night. And so all the whole team spends the night in the gymnasium. We get to know each other and that sort of deal. So they had sooner or later, some dude started putting on beats, and they had sort of like a little makeshift battle going on. And I was like, you know, I kind of rap, and, you know, you got to add in the fact that not only am I a new guy on the football team, but I'm only in your school for football practice. So these guys don't see me all day. I don't go to your school. They're kind of like, who are you, bro? You know, like, how did you even get here? So there was a lot of pressure
right.
on me, and I ended up freestyling. And I remember that was my first time ever freestyling in public, and I ended up freestyling for about 90 minutes straight. Not, you know, straight without stopping, but, like, I was beating the guys they were bringing up. They were like, okay, well, you lost. Now battle this guy. Now battle this guy. And I remember that there was this big commotion about, like, okay, now you got to battle this guy. And everybody was in agreement that this was the guy that you had to battle to determine if you were worthwhile. So on my very first time freestyling in public, I had worked my way up to the boss level, and that's when I knew, like, okay.
You knew you had it.
Yeah, am I really able to
that's
do
cool.
this?
That's cool. Now, you've been writing. You've got a lot of music online. You've been on your grind. It's obvious that you've, you know, been putting out that music. Talk to me a little bit about, and we'll get into it a little further, about your last project. And I think it was your last full-length project that you had, Confessions of the Good Guy.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Confessions of the Good Guy was it was very, very close to my heart, and it sort of, the whole thing was a summation of just me, you know? It's one of those things where, if you know me, you know, it's probably like the 19th CD that I've tried to get you to buy. But as far as, like, the world is concerned, it's my debut album. So I really tried to put into the thought, if this was the first time you were ever exposed to Sly, what would you get? And so I tried to give a little bit of the different sides of me, the different, you know, the mindset. And like I said, it just goes back to the original point about being positive even in the midst of what's really going on. And so the Confessions of the Good Guy thing sort of plays more to the relationship side of life. Because, I mean, let's be honest, girls are the ones that push the music industry in whatever direction it's going to go.
Right.
So I had
right.
to market something to the ladies. And it was just like, you know, there's the premise of it, I don't want to give the whole thing away. The premise of it is, you know, there's two kinds of guys out there. You got your bad guys and you got your good guys. And everybody loves being a bad guy. They love talking about it. And there's kind of this misconception that, like, good guys always finish last. Good guys don't say anything. They kind of just keep their heads down. And it was my chance to kind of say, like, hey, wait, I'm a good guy, but I'm also bold. I'm also, you know, I have pride, not hubris, but I've got pride in myself, you know, and, like, I'm gonna go ahead and say something. And then also with it being a confession, that's to let you know, like, look, I'm not going to be bullshitting you here. Like, there's going to be some stuff you may not want to hear. It is a confession, but it's the good guy confessing. And so I think that even right there, it's a little bit of a, just wanted it to be intriguing, man. So like I said, I don't want to give it away, but if you can hear me right now,
yeah,
definitely check out Confessions
of the Good Guy. Absolutely. And I was able to tap into the project, and you got some great tracks going on there. So we want to, throughout the course of the interview, just share some of your tracks with the listeners, your fans alike. So this is one of the tracks from Good Guy, which is available online. This was one of my favorites, actually. I love this song right off the bat. It had me up and jumping, but it's full of energy. This
okay.
is another song right here by The Deuce, right here on the queue up.
Okay.
I feel like I never really had a friend who was true. But then again, who was I that friend to? My friends and enemies are all the same until I meet them. And ain't they always in your face just until you need them? Growing up watching TV made me greedy. Like if I don't have $1 million, I must be needy. I probably talked you out a couple dollars for this CD. So remember this line the next time you see me. I gotta keep it real with myself. I'm not a perfect person. If I had to be with myself, I would probably hurt him. My only fear is myself. I sleep with open curtains, being single when I don't wanna be. Was starting to irk me, so I finally told the love of my life that I love her. She said she loves me too, but like a brother. Should I fight for her affections, or I just give her space when my ex hears this? What is she gonna say? She always accused me of never fighting for love. She was right or wrong, I was fighting, but just not for her. I keep running and I hope it's in the right direction. Are you listening?
Hello.
Man, life's a lesson. Hey.
I don't want what they want from me. They wanna tell me what I'm supposed to be. For me, this is life or death. This is right or wrong. But to everybody else, it's just another song. Another slice of my life. Another day through my eyes. Listen close, you can hear my notebook cry. I'm pouring out my soul. That's what's going on. But to you, it's just another song.
Man, this life is crazy when you actually have to live it. It's way easier to just step up to the mic and spit it. It's really vivid and so deep the pop is getting a proper lick. And I can't stop until I got no competition. But the piece that I want to compete with, I can't even afford on a beach. Just let me get like $4 million, I eat ya. I feel like a whale that woke up on the beach, bruh. I ain't even supposed to be here. So I jump back in the ocean. It's cracking like elbows with no lotion. Gotta swim fast, gotta swim hard. Because there's plenty little fishes that's willing to do my job. And of course I can't forget about the big shark. I'm an underestimated hero like the daddy and Nemo. I told my partners I got him, so I'm off inside in Timo. I know this train listening, but girl, I'm getting off. When you finally check me out, I'ma just turn my head and cough.
I don't want what they want from me. They wanna tell me what I'm supposed to be. For me, this is life or death. This is right or wrong. But to everybody else, it's just another song. Another slice of my life, another day through my eyes. Listen close, you can hear my notebook cry. I'm pouring out my soul. That's what's going on. But to you, it's just another song. I don't want what they want from me. They wanna tell me what I'm supposed to be. For me, this is life or death. This is right or wrong. But to everybody else, it's just another song. Another slice of my life, another day through my eyes.
In your mind, hopefully sparking a light. I sit down to write with a certain delight. As you may have guessed, I impress my aggressions upon the mic. An expression of mind, soul, body, I sold for nobody.
Gotta let you down, shawty, cause you sold nobody.
Kept it to yourself till your hard drive melt. Didn't want to push me away, but did it anyway.
No.
You don't understand what I go through. And these just dance when I try to show you. So why I keep trying, keep writing. Cause rhyming is my form of crying. You don't understand what I go through. And then you just dance when I try to show you. So why I keep trying, keep writing. Cause rhyming is my form of crying. I can only give it to you like this. This is how
it's
it feels to me.
Another
song. Timo, I got
got you, baby. Stop. I told y'all, it's just another song.
I don't want what
shout
they
out
want
to
me. They want to tell me what I'm just supposed to be.
Stop.
For me, that's like the next beat. Right or wrong, but to everybody else, it's just another
song.
Another slice of my life, another day through my eyes. You can close, you can hear my name.
You gotta play
drop.
Front to
I'm
back.
Pouring out my soul.
You ain't gonna
that's
understand it,
Jack. You, it's just another song.
Yeah, that's another song right here on the queue up. Sly the Deuce. What's up, man? How you doing?
What up, man? I'm doing good. I'm living well.
So,
well.
Good. So, hey, where was Confession of a Good Guy? Where was that recorded? Was that recorded here in Colorado in the Mile High? Or?
It was actually recorded in Oklahoma City, and that was the only step of the way that was done. It was written, it was conceived, it was lived, it was felt, all in Colorado that happened, and it was recorded at a studio that was located in Oklahoma.
Nice. And speaking of Oklahoma, you're actually on the road now, headed to Oklahoma for a show. Is that a weekend show, or is that just a one-night thing?
That is a one-night thing in Colorado. I've got a show tomorrow at Quixote's. Big shout-out to my boy Diamond. He's got a set as well. We're going to be doing our thing together. And I'm on the road, yes, from Oklahoma to Colorado right now, man. Can't wait to get home.
Oh, so you had your show in Oklahoma.
No. Tomorrow is the show, and the show is in Colorado.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, what the hell are you doing in Oklahoma then?
Getting money, man. What you doing in Denver?
That's grown folks' business. Don't worry about that, all right? But,
Cat, got your tongue?
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. So, no, we're talking about Confession of a Good Guy, the project that you put out back in 2012. And we're saying your mom's got to be one of your biggest supporters. In one of your songs, had mentioned that she would rather you be doing your art than be locked up. So that must mean that you had a pretty turbulent childhood coming up, or a teenager. Were you just a badass teenager?
I was just I'm all about profitability, man. That's all I can really say on the phone. I'm all about profitability, and so sometimes that can. Sometimes that can lead you down a path you're not supposed to be on. Thanks, man. It can lead you on a path you're not really supposed to be on. And my mom's has always just kept it real with me, you know what I'm saying? My pops did as well. They're still married and everything. So, but, I mean, they used to just always keep it real with me. Like, you know, they used to just tell me, they used to just talk to me like an adult, you know what I mean? Like, actions now have consequences later. So they would, like, really point out folks on the street and be like, you see that dude right there? That dude's a bum, you know what I mean? Like, that dude is... He made this choice or he made that choice, and that's what led to the situation he's in now. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I got it. And so that's why I'm like, I would rather just write it down and talk about my aggressions than really be going out and brooding and fighting folks and all of that.
And you definitely talked about your aggression in Final Words. I mean, you came hard in Final Words. So what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, if you follow... Sly the Deuce, if you're a real, you know what I'm saying, weirdo, and you really follow me, then you know on the mixtapes I have a theme where on the end of the track I do some type of play on words with the word words. So it's sort of like the outro, but I'll call it like final words, last words. I've got one that's called backwards. And so it really just came from that beat, man. My friend made this beat, Phil Sky, shout out to him, Subliminal Productions. They definitely gave me my start. He made this beat, and if you're listening to the beat, like every four bars, there's a new sound. And so when you get to the
right.
end of the beat, it is literally like four more beats all encompassed in this one. And I was just like, I've never heard anything like that, and I want it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I am, man. I'm just like, I hear these crazy sounds, and I'm just like, I want to be on top of that. The same way dudes just like left over chicks, that's how I'll be over beats. Like, bro, this beat is weird. I just want to be inside of that beat.
Right, right. So that's your trademark. That's how people identify you.
Yes. And the thing
right.
about it, but you asked about, like, you know, what was the inspiration behind them. I like to do, you know, my projects are normally really intricate, and there's a lot of deep meaning behind it. I watch a lot of, like, you know, National Treasure. I play Assassin's Creed. So, like, don't even want to get into all the codes and stuff that's really, really hidden in the music. But
on the final track, you know, that's that one where I'm just like, okay, I'm at the end of this project. I've completed a thought, as it were. And now, just to be clear, in case I lost you somewhere with all of the words or all of the songs or all of the transitions, just to be clear, I'm going to hit you with one more just nasty one that you can't deny. He just went hard. So always on the last one, I try to just destroy something just so there's nothing to really discuss. You could be like, I didn't feel it that much, but you can't say, you know, he didn't really chop it.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a listen to Final Words right here. You definitely brought it on Final Words, so let's let the listeners take a listen to this. Again, Slide the Deuce right here on the queue up. Our phone lines are open, 917-889-7006, if you want to talk to this MC. And where are you going to be performing at tomorrow night?
Kiyote's, True Blue,
and
down in Denver, 13th. Y'all know what's up.
Downtown?
It is
okay.
In Denver.
All right, cool.
Yep, 13th Avenue.
All right, and we'll post that on our Facebook page as well, so our viewers and listeners can get to it. Here's Final Words right here on the queue up. Slide the Deuce.
My end is upon us. It's over. You survived by
state of mind.
I hope I helped you see you a new set of eyes. Now allow me to leave you with my final words.
Every now and then a brother has been known to pop up. Flying the bees so hard, sometimes my elbows lock up. Chalk up another loss if you're trying to battle us. Cause I'm a spiritual, lyrical, miracle catalyst. I'm a activist for pacifists and hazardous to averages. Act as fast as you thinking, build raps as fast as you thinking. I'm really living life, y'all just smoke, snort, and drinking. I don't do drugs, I just smoke blunts because it's natural. And when you travel, it's easily practicable. Place the bees is easily mackable. Wanna eat me like a cannibal. Lingo I'm slinging instantly becomes understandable, but it ain't all fantasy island doing this rapping.
Hell
so
no.
People love me, and what?
So what?
Life still happens. I still get lied on, still get my stuff stolen. When it's time for throwing hate, yo, I'm still the first chosen. But I just take it in stride. This is the path I've chosen. So I rise to the code of the samurai. You see, I know there are no receipts for what I buy with my mouth, so I think twice before I let my tongue pull my wallet out. Got a style of my own, like Outkast. I blow so hard, I need a mouth cat. I'm the fat cat, you got a mouse cat. If not, you getting beaten 4 seconds away from eating reason. I'm leaving you breathing, and so I can hear you pleading.
Name change,
aim, doing the thing.
Same.
Anything it takes for me to get paid, man.
Now I know I gotta grow up, but I refuse to ever slow up. Cause if I let my fuse go out, how can I ever blow up?
Behind these lying eyes of mine lies a psychology inspired technology. Wired, designed to fight violently and keep the silence quiet.
Fly diesel, Colonel James, man. So many names,
so many aims,
so many people waving and saying,
yeah.
But are they really hearing a thing? See, I love to make you lean and rock, but it's not on top of the list of why I talk. I do this cause it's art, and art should touch your heart. So my cause is to make you pause and think hard about all thoughts departing my jaws. So as I see speech, and sheath my weapon right between my deep cheeks. You need a speech, cause your eyes vow that you're wild. And you look a little bit lost. Don't worry, y'all, it's not at all.
Hard to feel odd and shocked after I just talked. All you gotta do now is nod and applaud.
Yeah!
Slide the Deuce right here on the queue up with Final Words. So you're definitely an artist in every sense, man. I mean, you're articulate. You've got this artistic vision that is definitely visible. We can see that. Now, you also perform with a couple of other dudes, too. The Don, and who is it, Scythe? Is that how you pronounce it?
Chief.
Is it Chief? Okay, so
yeah,
tell me about these tell me about these guys. Tell me about the gang.
The team, that's actually the team, bro. Team Outlandish. Chief is actually the guy that got me to go to college. I was
nice.
I was kind of just, like I said, you know, homeschooled and stuff like that. And so I was really, I mean, not in a cocky way, but I was like really ahead of the curve, which is not to say much because our current academic curve is abysmal. But either way, I was ahead of it. And so I was kind of I still got years before my contemporary peers are going to catch up to me intellectually. Do I need to go to school or should I just go out? Actually, and I started working real estate in New York right after high school. So I was good. I was making money, you know what I mean? And so I was talking with my boy, Chief, who I really didn't even know that well at the time. We had been introduced by another good friend, Greenwood. And he told me that he was getting ready to go to this school up in the mountains. And I was just like, what? He's like, yeah, man, I'm getting ready to go up to this college, you know, I'm going to check it out, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know what? cool. I mean, I'm really outlandish like that. I just decided, you know what, I'll go to college. Why not? Whatever. We go up there, man, and it was amazing. He was, and the Don is actually his cousin, Dante. So we had a core nucleus, man, and they really, really cemented themselves as like my brothers in this passion of my outlandishness, because on the first day of class, we skipped it. We completely skipped class, and we stood right in front of the dining hall. And when I say that, everybody goes into the dining hall, no matter what. The cool kids, the lame kids, the fat kids, the skinny kids, the early kids, the late kids, the burnouts, the jocks, everybody's going to go into the dining hall. So we literally stood in the doorway. Like, we weren't in people's way. We weren't harassing folks. But we stood there, and we literally said hello to every single human being that walked by. Hey, what's up? I'm Sly. I said, I know you haven't heard of me, but now you can't say that anymore. And I just said that to absolutely everybody. And by the time it was over, I mean, I was literally the most popular guy on campus. They took one day, and I mean, people didn't know how they knew me. They didn't really, you know, but you had already heard of me. And the thing about it is your friends have heard of me too. So everybody's like, who is this Sly guy? So there was already a buzz put in on day one, and those guys stuck it out with me. I mean, I'm not playing, man. We stood up front all day long. And they were there with me. They were down to do that. And Chief is the one that actually came up with the name Outlandish. He was like, you're outlandish. You're all about this team stuff. I was like, I want to be a team, because everybody says young something click or something something family, something something gang. I want to be team something. And then he was like, Outlandish. And so we just put it together. And so, I mean, ever since then, man, we've been making hits.
That's awesome, man. You got a lot going on. And, you're across the globe, man. I mean, you guys are doing big things. So where are some of the places you perform besides, you know, Denver, Oklahoma? Where are some of the other places you've reached out and performed on stage at?
Man, Santa Monica was awesome. It was absolutely crazy, man. And, man, Santa Monica, I actually got my phone stolen about 10 minutes before I went on stage, bro. and I really, really felt like that... You know, I had every right, I felt like, to not go on. In my mind, I was like, I feel like if there's ever a reason to not go on, this is it. And then I just had to stop and tell myself what I always tell myself, like, if you were somebody else, would you cut you any slack for that? I mean, the reality of it is, like, your phone is stolen. That sucks. That sucks balls. I actually said something about it on the stage. I was like, you know, I really don't know why somebody would take my phone or whatever, but, like, only one of y'all took my phone, and this room full of people. So, you know, so the rest of y'all deserve this show. You know what I'm saying? The rest of y'all I'm gonna still do my thing. I'm not gonna let one person who, if your life is really that bad, bro, that you need, like, you know, one Android is gonna, like, turn your whole life around and, like, hey, you know, do your thing, because I'm still in Santa Monica performing when you really think about it. So, I mean, enjoy the phone,
right,
bro.
Right.
And then I killed the stage. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, where else have I been, man? I've been out there in Texas. That's amazing. Big shout out to Dallas, the Fort Worth area. Las Vegas. Went out there with my boy Mr. Masters and the 1609 boys. You know what I'm saying? Whole nother squad I was involved with, bro. That was fantastic. Vegas is literally, bro. I mean, Vegas is a hustler's dream. It's truly a black and white world, man. You're either going to eat or be eaten, and it's not like a vicious attack sort of skid row thing. People just slowly but surely, you know, bleed you dry with a smile, bro. You can literally stand on the corner in Las Vegas and sell directions to the next corner. You know what I'm saying? For $20, I'll tell you how to get to the next block. $20, I'll tell you how to get to the next block. And somebody will pay you. Somebody is so wrapped up in the glitz and the glam of Las Vegas that they will pay you. And I'm like, man, I'm thinking about working weekends, just like, what do you do?
Right.
I work a 9-to-5, and then just, like, on the weekends, I just go to Vegas. That's it, man. I will pop lock and dance on the street until I got a car.
Take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, and then I want to talk to you a little bit just about the hip-hop scene in Colorado, and then just the hip-hop in general, how it's evolved, things like that. So when we get back, talk a little bit about that. Slide the Deuce on the queue up, 917-889-7006. You guys want to call in? We'll be right back.
Hello. So right here is like, you know, when you just, it's like kind of, you feel me? I let the beat talk to me.
here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Your mom's a terrible driver.
Get in.
That's not my mom.
Hey, I'm sorry to your mom. We're both 25 to 35 years old. We're both women on the go, and we both clocked a lot of miles. Believe me. Whatever, I'm out of here.
Sort of you isn't you. Only Esurance has coverage my way. It helps make sure you only pay for what's right for you, not someone sort of like you. That's insurance for the modern world. Esurance, backed by Allstate.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
I missed the road call. Now I gotta play catch up. Got my faith like mustard in my bets up. What's up? I'm cold. But I'm frightfully shy, and so I rarely let it show with no mo. I know God is so tired of hearing me pray that I didn't get one of these pretty girls out here pregnant. If you were part of my past, I won't put your life on blast. But the part I was a part of, I'ma tell it. Hey,
these are my confessions of the good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lied to you. Now don't let me lie to you. Girl, these are my confessions as a good guy. What about the bad guy? I used to be that guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. So I stand now, boy, I'm a man now.
These are my confessions
as a good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lied to you. Now don't let me lie to you. These are my confessions as a good guy. What about the bad guy? I used to be that guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. So I stand now, boy, I'm a man now.
I'm a good guy, I gave life a good try. But when I think about my mistakes, I could die. These are my confessions, life ain't cake, there's no confession. Just like there's no perfection, but people keep overdressing. I've learned a lot of lessons from the women I have slept with. They taught me life is more than just a ride, it's an investment. I gotta get this off my chest, no spot bench pressing. I have a serious issue dealing with rejection. Throwing temper tantrums if everybody don't like me. Acting like a toddler who need to go 90-90. Got my mommy on me asking what's wrong with me. I say I feel like I got a lot of songs in me. She say, boy, whatever you gotta do, let it out. I don't want you locked down, talking about get me out. So instead of screaming and shouting, I wrote it all down. Hope it goes around the globe and ends up in your town. Hey,
these are my confessions of the good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lied to you. Now don't let me lie to you. These
dog, my confessions of the good guy.
Go.
What about the bad guy?
Go.
I used to be that guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. It's all how to tell now, boy, I'm a man now. These are my confessions of the good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lie to you.
I don't
only lie to you.
It's like, I feel like there's two kinds of guys out there, you know what I'm saying?
Two.
It's the guys that do dumb things. Sometimes we think with more heads than we need to.
You know
what I'm saying? We make really silly decisions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some homies.
But then
like
they
that.
Lie about it. They act like they better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like they ain't never done nothing wrong. That's the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? And then it's the same kind of guy like I just described.
Say what?
But he gonna keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? He gonna keep it straight up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's me. That's where I come around.
Hello.
It's a good guy. He gonna tell you where he falls short so he can build himself up. You feel me? And that's what we doing right here. I'm building myself up with my team, baby. Team-O.
True.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
These are my confessions of the good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lie to you. Now don't let me lie to you. These are my confessions of the good guy. What about the bad guy? I used to be that guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. It's all how I stand now. Boy, I'm a man now. These are my confessions of the good guy. I'ma give it to you straight, but I could lie. I'll say anything to stop a girl crying, but I never lie to you. Now don't let me lie to you. These are my confessions of the good guy. What about the bad guy? I used to be that guy.
Yep, that's Sly the Deuce right here. Confessions of a Good Guy on the queue up. We got a caller calling in. Hang tight 1 second. Yo, this is Dax Dish. You're on the line.
Yo, this is Dax Dish. Chief.
Hey, what's going on?
What's
hey,
up?
Chief.
Sly the Deuce.
What up?
What's up, best friend? Killing it with that young confessions of a good
guy. Is this the notorious Chief you're talking about?
That's Big Chief right there, man.
What's up? Oh, shit. What's going on, Chief?
Just chilling. Got a long day's work here. My boy putting in work on the radio. That young guy.
Right on. So, you going to be on stage tomorrow? Big Chief?
If they pull me on, if they let me in the room, you already know. I grab the mic. I go ham. I'm always in there. I'm ready.
Hey, so Sly, if I for some reason miss the show tomorrow night, when's your next show in Denver?
My next show in Denver is March 28th at the Gothic Amphitheater, Broadway, out at Inglewood. We actually just had a show out there in January. They loved us so much they want us back. Big shout out to Top Flight Empire, Hypnotic, King Tech, and the other guy. I forget his name right now, but I love him. And
If you talk to Hypnotic, tell him I'm looking for him. He needs to be on the show.
Okay. Yeah, man, for sure.
So,
we're going to make it happen.
So that leads me to a question. So talk to me a little bit about the hip-hop scene in Colorado. So, you know, how is it? Is it big? I mean, what's going on? I mean, I've interviewed a couple artists on the show, you know, that are on the scene. But how do you find the scene here in Colorado?
I find that the scene in Colorado, man, to me is really just like it's like life, man. It's what you make it. I feel like there's so many cats that perform. There's so many cats that make music, bro. And me and my boy Chief, he know what's up, man. Like, I still consider, like, if there's one human being listening to me, that's a show. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I will go to your house party, bro. We will go to your house party and shut it down and have the same level of self-assurance as if we was at a concert. Like, we're going to bring our A-game no matter where we at, bro. And so I feel like when you have that mindset, there's always something going on. Me and the homie are always doing something, always practicing something. I think that there's a lot of people out there that make music just for the art of the craft. I also got to say, you know, just being 100, I think there's a lot of cats that you know, there's a lot of what I call BET babies, man. And I can't say that's just the Colorado scene. That's everywhere, though, and I mean, it's real life, man. They've been raised and they've been trained, like I say in the track. They've been raised and trained to be, you know, locked in a maze, and it's like, I see a lot of cats that are out here, and they want to act like they already famous, you know what I mean? But then they want to turn around and be like, why people don't treat me with local love? And I'm like, bro, you got to admit and look yourself in the mirror and be like, bro, I'm local. I'm as local as it gets, bro. I'm saying, like, even if you even if you really doing it like that, you know what I mean? Like, even Kanye has certain markets, you know what I mean? There's some people who really have no idea who Kanye West is. There's some people who have absolutely never heard of Mozart, you know what I mean? So are you going to say Mozart didn't go whatever, quote-unquote, platinum in his day? You going to say he wasn't the realest nigga doing it? Because you never heard of him? You know what I mean? And so I think that if you're just really trying to find your market, bro, I will perform at a custody hearing. I will win. I don't care, dog. I will perform at a funeral, G. I will be there, homie.
Well, I ain't got no custody. But I do have an arraignment on Friday. Are you free?
Hey, I'm there, bro.
Hey, hold on. Somebody else want to holler at you real quick. Fly Deuce, hold up. Fly D, what's good?
What up, man? Who this, who that?
You know who it is, bro. Your little cousin, nigga. A1 since day one, bro.
Happy birthday to my cousin, Adam. He always saw me, man. If you was digging through my records, I got a track. I don't remember the name of the track right now, but this dude Adam called me while I was in the booth, man, and he ended up being on the track. Now he on the phone and I'm on the radio. Like, man, he got that
platinum status, bro. It's that platinum
status.
Every time.
Your grandma in the background too. Grandma in the background. Put her on the phone too.
Hold on,
I'm
gonna clear this up right quick because what the DJ just tried to do is y'all didn't catch it. He tried to play us like I got y'all at the family house and everybody calling me. And what's really going on is y'all two niggas out on the street on the block.
Oh yeah, we out in the lane.
Y'all just bumped into
each other.
Yeah, that's what happened. I wanted to clear that up. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. It was good talking to you, bro.
You too, man. I appreciate
good
it.
Good talking to
you.
You
soon, man. Happy birthday.
Hell yeah, most definitely, for sure.
Happy birthday. I'll take care.
Okay.
So, but let me ask what's your opinion? I mean, you're a DJ. You got a bunch of artists in and out. You listening to music. You keep your ears free. What are your thoughts on the current scope of the CEO hip-hop scene, man?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I don't really think there is much of a hip-hop scene. You know, I'm a child from the 80s, so, you know, my version of hip-hop, you know, goes back to, like, you know, Houdini and, you know, Grandmaster Flash and, you know, groups like that.
Oh, yeah.
Today, I think hip-hop is so, it's so, you know, and I'm not trying to be racist, but it's just, and I don't want to say the word whitewashed, but I think it's so pop culturized that, you know, I think it's lost its meaning. You know, I think it's lost its meaning. Now, there's still some great hip hop artists out there. You have, you know, like Common. You've got, you know, artists like Nas and, you know, artists like that are still bringing it. But I mean, on the surface, I just hip hop just isn't. It's not the version of hip hop that I knew of. Now, what are they?
Yeah, I think that.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that I think what we might be dealing with right now is it's just really a syntax thing because, like you said, coming from the 80s, man, I was late 80s born, so I mean, I technically grew up in the 90s, but I still feel you, and I think that it's a syntax thing, and by that I mean, hip hop doesn't die, bro. Like you said, the real recognize real, realize, you know what I'm saying? And what we have now is somebody sticking a label on what is mainstream, and they're calling that hip-hop. They're taking certain elements, I think, of hip-hop, just like you got, you know, you had your doo-wop era, and you had brothers on the corner that could just sing. They could just flat-out sing. Now, they was broke, they was poor, they had bad beats, you know what I mean, and they didn't have no moves, but they could sing. And they could sing, and then so what happened in the 60s and the 70s, somebody told them, hey, man, y'all need to put a little bit of, y'all got the singing down, but now you need to, like, you know, what if your outfits match? Or what if y'all did a little spin here and there? You know what I mean? Like, spruce it up a little bit. And I think that really enriched the craft of music in general. And then, you know, you got your hip-hop and stuff, and that really came about expressing where we were as a people at the time. So you had your Chuck D's, you had your Public Enemies, and they were really saying something and doing something. And you even had your Tupac's, you know what I mean, coming up, doing it and saying it. But what happened was, you know, like you said, I'm keeping the racial thing out of it, but the powers that be highlighted that and they saw the power that was really growing, man. We were on our way to our own political class, bro, and that's a very scary thing. And so what they did was just like saying, just like telling the dudes that when they could really sing, what you really need to do to take you over the top is put a little spin with it. They took the stuff that they saw was really getting the cream, you know. It's not no accident, man. That, like I said, these BET babies, it's not no accident, man. They really do believe that, like, bitches like being called bitches. They really believe that. And they really do believe that, you know what I'm saying? Like, cats be wearing, I don't understand paying for $200 jeans that I'm going to wear and my whole damn ass is out. If I'm paying you $200, bro, all of that denim is covering me, all of it. I might wear
that's
the shit
up to
my belly button, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying don't go buy nice clothes. I'm just saying, but, like, why go spend nice clothes if you still going to wear them like you in poverty? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about, the spin tax. I think real hip-hop doesn't die. But what you have now is they've glamorized the elements of it that are still going to keep you in chains. Listen to the music. They talk about chains. They talk about whips. They talk about bitches. They talk about pimps up, hoes down. Man, how many autobiographies have you read by a pimp, bro? How many Amazon books have you seen with bestsellers written by a pimp, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real, bro. Look around you. The people that's really getting to the money. And another thing about it, I mean, and I know I'm rambling, but it's my time. I mean, I'm on the radio. Shit, I grind for this. So I feel like one of the things about...
Keep going, boy.
One of the things about the team, like I said, another thing that another aspect of Team Outlandish, and Chief can back me up on this, man. One of the greatest illusions of hip hop, and I'm saying this for anybody that can hear me, man. Like, a lot of people gonna blow me off like this nigga preaching, but hey, I'm just talking to that one person that's gonna hear me, man. One of the biggest illusions in hip hop is that self-made image, man. That whole thing is bullshit, bro. Like, it's just not real, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying that you don't have to have initiative. I'm not saying that you don't have to have drive. You got to have that. But the concept of, like, fuck everybody around me, I'm the only person that's going to make it happen, bruh, it's just not true. I mean, like, even you can't even sell CDs if you don't have fans. So somebody's helping you in some way, bro. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what they're calling hip-hop is not so. But, I mean, it ain't no different, man. It's what they was calling rock and roll. Like, what they call rock and roll ain't what Jimi Hendrix would have put his stamp on, bro.
Right, right. So who are some of your artists? Who are you, I mean, you know, if you are listening to mainstream hip-hop or what we're classifying as hip-hop these days, who are you listening to? Who's really,
honestly,
you know, who's impressing you? Who's saying something you want to hear?
Who's saying something that I want to hear? I would say that it's another one of those dual questions. Who's saying something that I want to hear? Like you said, the Talib Kweli's, the Common, the Nas, the Lupe Fiascos. But I only listen to those guys in small doses because it's that real shit. I mean, it's like, it is that real shit. And you don't have to, as somebody who, I keep my mind on that wavelength, I don't have to immerse myself in a full Lupe album to realize he's saying something. Like, I understand there's depth. There's really juicy bits. Take one song and play it over and over until you really almost get it. You know what I mean? And that's the guys that I want to hear. But the guys that I listen to, again, to be strategic, so I try to find all that bullshit. What is that weak shit y'all listening to right now? What is the, you know, that I was just writing a line today where I was like, I can sound like you, but you cannot sound like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do that. I didn't pass third grade flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what y'all want to hear. Because, like I said, man, I'm about that profitability. So I'm such an artist that I don't have to change my core element. If you're not going to be listening to the words no way, then fine. Enjoy the flow. I'll put the flow that you enjoy. But when you really do break it down, there's going to be some meat in there. If you decide not to listen to the meat and just ride with the beat, that's cool too. But if you are one of them people who's really going to run the track back and actually listen, I reward your initiative. You know what I'm saying? I got something for you.
Now, there's some other elements in hip-hop that, you know, really, that have been kind of on the front burner, you know, over the last few years, and I just kind of want to get your input on it, but, you know, gays, being openly gay and being in hip-hop, you know, that's becoming more common, you know, and I want to get your input on this because... With artists like, you know, Frank Ocean, and I'm sure there's, you know, quite a few more out there. I mean, what do you feel? How does hip hop feel about gays in general, and then about gays being in hip hop? What is your take on that?
I feel like, you know, just to be straight 100 with you, man, one of the reasons that I am very happy and proud to be an underground artist is it's not the current state of hip hop. Let's get that clear. This is not the current. This is not new. I mean, it is the current state of hip hop, but that's not new. You've had to suck somebody's dick to get a record deal since way, way, way back. I mean, that's just really, that's just what it is, bro. Since way, way, way back, that's what it is, bro. Like, I mean, it's one of them things where everybody denies it while it's happening, but then when it's history, everybody's like, oh, yeah, we knew that. You know what I mean? Like, Eazy-E wasn't going around like, y'all, I'm gay. But when a nigga died from AIDS, bro, like, you know, what was you going to say? What was you going to act like you didn't know? You know what I mean? Like, it just, it is what it is, man. And if you really be, that's what I said, really be listening to this music? Bruh, these niggas been saying gay shit for a long, long time, bro. And I will say this, you know, to piggyback on your earlier point, since I'm using the mainstream context is what I'm
saying. Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Mainstream context is going to follow what trend was profitable. And I will say that you can almost track hip-hop by summer. You know, there was the summer where beef was the shit. Oh, my, 50 Cent and Jay. And I remember it was like 06. That was, it was 05, you know, when it was beef. And then it was 06 where everybody was a pimp. Absolutely everybody was. Prostituting women on the corner, bro, you wasn't living life. And then you had, you know, your, you know, I'm jumping from year to year, but I'm just saying, you know, then you had the, with the dancers. Nigga, I rap, but I'm, but I can dance too. Then you had your light skin. That was the year of Chingy. You know what I'm saying? And just being light skin was just all it took to get put on. You know what I mean? Then you had the braids. Then you had, you know, now then it was the dark skin nigga thing. You know, and now they got the, you know, and they was very strategic with it, bro. This is what they did. They brought in blatant hate against homosexuality. They brought that in. And they did the same thing that they did with beef. They brought in beef. Everybody beefed with everybody. And then what do you do right after you beef? Like, what's beef in? This nigga beefed with everybody in the industry, bro. And then what do? My bad about beefing with you, bro. We should do a track. So you just have opened the door to now do something with everybody. So when Eminem came out underneath Dr. Dre's very, very high in glucose ass, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. When he came out, Eminem came spewing flames of anti-gay propaganda. You know what I'm saying? It was just like over the top, bro. Like catch a faggot by his toe and blah, 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 blah. And what he did was he set the stage. He created a whole generation. And there were riots, people talking about it. It brought it to the forefront. And so my opinion, to answer your question, the homosexuals that have been at the top, if not just this chain, it's not just hip-hop. If you really got your head on straight, you know it's capitalism as a whole. It's agricultural, multi-agricultural companies. All of this should just be elite. I'm not going to go all Illuminati on y'all, but I'm just saying the elite, they do weird sexual shit. That's just basic. So weird sexual shit has been at the top of the pyramid since there's been a pyramid. That's just the truth of it. And so what I'm saying is they strategically played their cards in a way that to where now they've opened that door to where whether you liked it or hated it, you were talking about homosexuality. So they had the blatantly anti-gay. Then they had more of a subtle anti-gay with the no homo movement. They had Lil Wayne who came out, you know, this nigga coming out in pixie stick dust and lip gloss on, no homo, no homo. And that's subconscious, man. They put something right in front of your face and then say, this isn't this. So they just reasserted, and now you got cats walking around looking like they jeans is spray painted on. And you got, I walked into the store just the other day, man, and asked this dude, you know, he said, you looking for skinny jeans? I said, no, man, I'm looking for the jeans that the dudes who like girls wear, bro. We at the point now where I got to explain that to you. I got to explain that. Like, and then the dude asked me, like, wait, you want girl pants? Like, no, I don't want no fucking girl pants. And the fact that you want girl pants, that's a problem. Now, I do want to be clear. I got multi background listeners who definitely have a very, very serious amount of discretionary income, and I would hate to set one of them aside from purchasing my album. And I just want to say, yo, bro, if you smoke pole, that's really, really all good. Do you? I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying that, like, do you? Because I'm going to do some stuff you don't condone. That's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not here to judge. I'm not. So I'm really not trying to say nothing about that. I'm just saying that's my take on it in hip hop. That's all I want to say, man.
Man, that's why I love you, man. You just honest and for the real. But I think you got a caller coming in, man. So hold on, let's bring him on the air and see who this is. You're on the queue up with Dax Dish. Who's this? Yo, you're on the queue up. Who is this? Are you there?
Hello, caller.
All right. I guess they didn't want to talk. It was a 317 area code, but right?
Okay, hey.
But man, I've really enjoyed our time today on the queue up with you, man. I really enjoy your music, and I'm gonna follow you, and I'm gonna. If I can't make your show tomorrow, guarantee I'm going to be at your show in March because I really want to check you out because I feel connected to you, man. I love your music.
I appreciate it, man. I'll definitely get you a ticket on the house. You in a plus one. Just let me know. We'll exchange contact info offline.
Yeah. Well, let the listeners know. Before we go, you know, I want you to take us out with Don't Worry. This is a track of yours that has a lot of universal appeal. I think it's a crossover hit. So you can take us out with that track. But before we do that, can you just let the listeners and the new fans know where they can find you online? I mean, I have all that posted on our Facebook, but just let them know where they can find you at online and tap into your music.
Oh, no problem, man. I am on absolutely every site that Lil Wayne is on, except for, like, LilWayne.com. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so that should make it easy. I'm on Pandora. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Rhapsody. I'm on Zoom if you got that. I'm on MySpace if you got that. I'm on Black Planet if you got that, bruh. I'm out here. Like,
damn,
I'm really,
Black
really
Planet.
Out here.
Hey, Black Planet is still in existence.
Hey, bruh, like I said, custody hearings and all. That's where I get all my custody hearing shows, bro. I'm surprised, bro. So, I mean, I'm out there, bro. But check me out. You can.
So you be down at the DMV?
hey, that's a good spot. That's a good spot. Must be pissed off, bro.
Right.
Yeah. you know, but the easy ones, though, the ones that people are probably going to go to, you know, niggas want to hear about where they can get the free music. I know what's up. Facebook, man. Facebook, Sly the Deuce. I'm not even hating, bro. Like, I spent years, literally, I put out free music so that way I could earn your trust. Like, I understand you're going to, you know, for every 5 free songs, you might download one, but that one that I made you pay for is going to be good, though, I promise. You know what I mean? But
yeah, it'll be
anyway,
worth
find
it.
Me on,
I'm telling them.
Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Find me on, I'm on Snapchat.
SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud,
all of it. Seriously, man, Google me. That's the new thing. Just Google me, man.
Google me. Sly's got some great music out there, so y'all give him props and tap into his music. And if you're local, check him out. Check out one of his shows. He's going to be live tomorrow
night.
I'm
going to be real because I appreciate you shouting me out as well, man. So I definitely want to engage with your listeners, man. If you can hear me on, you know, the queue up, if this is your first time hearing about Sly the Deuce, you never heard about me or anything like that, you kind of heard about me, but you never really heard the hot bars, and you can hear me right now, man, I don't care how many people it is, 50, it could be 100, however many people are listening, man, if you never heard about me, check me out today. You hit me up on Twitter. You hit me up on Facebook. Something where you can actually message me. Don't tell me, hey, bro, I checked out the SoundCloud 2 days ago because, honestly, I don't check the SoundCloud stats like that, man. But if you hit me up on some type of social media platform where you can message me or comment and just say, hey, man, I heard you on QUP, I got a free album for you, man. We can make it happen because I'm glad for everybody's
awesome.
Time that can hear me. Dax, I'm very happy for your time, man. I'm very thankful for the opportunity, and I appreciate y'all, Denver and abroad.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'll keep pushing you, but y'all heard that. So if you tap into Sly on Twitter or Facebook, hit him up. You got a free CD. So you heard it right here on the queue up. But before we go, go ahead and take us out with Don't Worry. Just give me a little synopsis on this song, you know, the basis behind it, and just take us out with the track.
Awesome, man. Well, as you can see, I love interacting with new fans. Just to be clear, it's Sly the with A-T-H-A-D-E-U-C-E, if you want to hit me up for that free offer. But I'm all about collecting new fans, but I never, ever forgot where I came from. It's the people that was sitting with me while I was burning mixtapes. Like I said, the people who have all actual 19 Sly Deuce CDs. I put one out every, you know, 2 weeks. It just mixes and matches. And for those people, I just wanted to say, don't worry, I have not forgotten you. Even though I'm out here grinding, I never, ever forgot where it actually came from and where it actually started. So this one right here is definitely from my heart to the heart of the streets. Sly the Deuce, don't worry.
Hello. This one right here is like, you know.
know, when you just, it's like kind of, you feel me? Cold days and long nights, it's the dog eat dog world. If I don't fight, then I can't chew. So I make moves, pay dues. Every player knows that's the way it goes. I pray to Jesus, I pray he makes dues pay proof. Yeah, they see me, but they got no idea what it takes for me to be me. Cost too much, I lost too much. Let me stop before I start to talk too much. I'm not even gonna spit a hook right here. Wouldn't even know what to put right here. Don't worry, I'll be back on my job soon. But for now, I let the beat talk to me. Begins to set in, I let it, so now I get it. I don't want trophies, if so means my rhymes got to be full of dimes and dope fiends. I'm an OG, that's an obvious genius. You blind like a lot of fiends, cause if not you would've seen this. You told me that I couldn't hang, but I just hung you. Got me confused, Kung Pao, Kung Fu, Sly Dukes, or Mr. Sylvester James. I feel like two people live inside me every day, myself, and who myself wants himself to be. The dusty Bible on my dresser wasn't helping me. I opened it and scoped it, and now there's hope in me. I've been running, and I'll keep running like my name's Forrest. I made a name for us, now the speakers bang for us, and every beat is the main course. I'm not even gonna spit a hook right here. Wouldn't even know what to put right here. Don't worry, I'll be back on my job soon. But for now, I let the beat talk to me. Second time this week I received life-altering news. My mind is confused, my ears feel abused. I don't want to hear what you're saying, especially if it's true. I'm in love with you, but sometimes I feel like I'm just stuck with you. I don't know, seems to be the motto. How do I get through the day if I don't want to see tomorrow? Sleepy Hollow, but I'm wide awake. All I can do is pray that this waiting is worth the time that it takes. Seems like I gotta go all in, praying to finding out what I'm gonna win. My parents don't know where I get it from. My brain is an orphan, swimming in memories like I got flippers and endorphins. Trying to transform and incite your endorphins. I'm in your head, man, you a hater or a fan. You say stand and fight, I say peace and walk. Now listen up, because the beat's gonna talk. I'm not even gonna spit a hook right here. Wouldn't even know what to put right here. Don't worry, I'll be back on my job soon. But for now, I let the beat talk. I let the beat talk.